Welcome to the On Fire for God Today podcast, which aims to inspire, encourage, and otherwise edify believers, new and old, and to help our loving Father draw new believers to Him via the everlasting gospel of His Son and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Sean Madden, and I'm here with my wife, Catherine. In today's episode, we within the On Fire for God Today Fellowship are together casting off the works of darkness and putting on the armor of light, as per Romans chapter 13, verse 12. We wholeheartedly encourage you to do the same alongside us as you listen on. The specific prayer points are included in the show notes below, along with relevant scriptures. Okay, well, that's good that we're all on time. So without further ado, let us just get right into things. I just thought it would be a good idea for us to come together and just to pray, you know, to pray some spiritual warfare prayers together, to pray against any and all attacks coming from anywhere, and also for ongoing protection, for healing and things. And so I noticed this verse going back through Romans today, from tonight's reading, actually, from Romans chapter 13, verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. And this past Sabbath, you'll all recall that we went through in a fair amount of detail, putting on the whole armor of God of Ephesians 6. And we had even brought in this Romans 13, 12 in conversation as well. We can see that it's essentially synonymous. Putting on the armor of light is the same as putting on the whole armor of God. It's putting on Jesus Christ, being clothed in His righteousness and putting on His protection. And so I thought that was just an appropriate place to begin. But let us just praise our loving Father in the name of Jesus Christ before we get underway with other sorts of prayers. Father God, we just want to come before your throne of grace. Lord, we're really grateful for this time together, as always. And we just thought it would be a good idea, Father God, to come together as a fellowship before our Bible study this evening on the latter chapters of the epistle to the Romans, to come together and really renounce, to cast off the darkness, to cast off our past transgressions, our past sins, and come before you and ask for your grace and your mercy, your forgiveness. And we just ask you, Father God, to stand with us as we say these prayers, as we pray together as a fellowship, as an assembly, as a congregation. And as always, Father God, you know that we always pray in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, Jesus Christus. And we thank you, Father God, for hearing these prayers. We pray in advance. We thank you for hearing our spiritual sacrifices. We thank you for empowering these words, empowering these prayers. We know that Jesus Christ is our intercessor and that he will take our best attempts at forming prayers that are acceptable, and he will fashion them so that they are perfect and acceptable to you. And we also thank you, Father God, in advance for answering these prayers. We are praying all of these prayers unwaveringly, dear Lord. We know that you hear our petitions. And if these prayers be according to be your will, we know that you will answer them. And so we thank you so much, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And also, Father, we just pray that you fill us all with the Holy Spirit. Always, Father God, always fill us with your Holy Spirit. Each and every single one of us here present, fill us with your Holy Spirit. Give us a fresh anointing. You know, Father God, that we, each of us, desire the very best gifts. And as we prepare to go out on the battlefields to share the gospel of Jesus Christ everywhere we can. We just pray, Father God, that you give us, each of us here, a fresh anointing. Empower us, dear Lord, with the your Holy Spirit. Empower us with your eternal word. Protect us everywhere we go, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around us. And help us, Father God, to know where you would have us go, each as individuals or as two gospel workers going two by two. We ask you, Lord, to show us where you would have us go, direct our steps, guide our steps. And once again, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay. So keeping that theme of casting off the works of darkness, this is broad prayers of protection, broad prayers of spiritual warfare, just to address everything that any one of us or we as a fellowship might have to cast off, and just really coming before the Lord God Almighty and getting right with him, making sure that we're right with him, making sure that we are closing up any spiritual doorways that might be allowing the enemy into our lives, and just coming together as a fellowship, standing with one another with that unity of mind, and asking the Lord to pour his love and grace and mercy into us. And one of the things that I'd like to do is just sort of step through something that I just, some notes that I made. And I think what I'm going to do is just grab these and copy them and paste them into Telegram so that we can all look at them together. How many of you are using eSword at this point?
I do off and on.
Okay. The reason I ask is because in the desktop version, the journal notes is a really helpful feature. And so if I'm getting ready for a Bible study or, you know, Sabbath fellowship and prayer, or just to keep track of things that are going on, you know, notes that I want to keep, or a Bible study that I'm doing myself, and I just want to keep track of some of the argument, I'm making use of the journal notes, and it's super, super easy. When you click onto the journal notes tab, it automatically defaults to the present day's note area. And so you can just start typing, and it saves it specifically to that day. And then you can click down the drop-down arrow, and you can go to whatever day you might want to go back and retroactively make notes. I'll also make notes for future days, so I'll go to that particular day. And it's also got a really good find feature, so that if you want to go back and browse or to search through your journal notes, you can do that. So anyways, that's just something to keep in mind. And the reason I was just thinking of it just now is I'm just pasting in what I was just speaking of from my journal notes. And so I just want to go through each of these and ask the Lord to stand with us as we step through. And I want you to have a copy of this so that you can go back and address this if you feel like you need to in more detail yourself. Okay, Father God, once again, we come before your throne of grace, and we want to pray as a fellowship, and we want, there's a whole series of things, Lord, that we want to share with you, that we want to ask you, and to ask for your protection from, and to help us make sure that we have, according to Romans 13:12, cast off the works of darkness, so that we can be right in your eyes, and that we can truly put on the whole armor of God, or the armor of light, to put on Jesus Christ, so that we know moving forward, we are absolutely covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We're covered in protection. We have the armor of God on, and so on and so forth. So we, each of us in the On Fire for God Today Fellowship, repent right now, Father God, of any and all past transgressions against you, God. We repent of any and all past transgressions in the name of Jesus Christ. And each of us are going to be doing this, praying these prayers along with me as I read this out. We each of us in this fellowship repent of any and all past transgressions against you, Father God. We each of us renounce any and all unrighteous ways, anything and everything that is not pleasing to your holy eyes. If there is any unclean thing in us or in our house or in our lives generally, we ask you, Father, to show these things to us so that we may thoroughly cleanse our lives within ourselves and without, within our homes, within our offices, within our lives, generally speaking. And we, each of us here in this fellowship, turn wholly to you, Father God. We are repenting of our previous sins. We're repenting of our previous actions, our transgressions, our rebellion, our rejection of you. And we are turning completely and wholly and wholeheartedly to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to live according to your holy ways. And we ask you, Lord, to help us grow continually in our faith in Jesus Christ, who is the eternal Word of God. Father God, we can't do any of the things that we want to set forth and do if we are lacking somehow in our faith, or if we have not turned completely to you, if we are not living completely according to your ways, and we have turned away from our sin, turned away from our transgressions and get right with you. And this is us coming together as a fellowship and as a group of individuals, individually praying to you, Father God, to help us with these things. We are renouncing all of that darkness of our respective past. We want to get right in your eyes, dear Lord. And we know how crucially important that is, particularly before we go out and we begin sharing the gospel, the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ. And also, as you know, Paul has just said in Romans 13:12, the day, or rather the night, is far spent and the day is at hand. Paul was, of course, writing that nearly 2,000 years ago. So if the night was far spent then, it's far more spent now. And that day of which he speaks is so much closer than when it was when he was writing. And we just pray, Father God, that you just hear these heartfelt prayers, these fervent prayers. We want to turn away from the darkness towards the light of Jesus Christ. And we just ask you for your help, for your guidance. Help us, Holy Father, to know you, who you are, and to love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us to truly love our neighbor as ourselves. These two are the two great commandments. The first one coming from the first table of the Ten Commandments. To love you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. If we do that, then we have that whole first table of the Ten Commandments covered. If we love our neighbor as ourselves, we have the whole contents of the second table of the Ten Commandments covered. These are the two great commandments, Father God. And so we just want to acknowledge these. And we also want to ask for your help to help us love the brethren truly, the true body of Christ, composed of all true born-again followers of Jesus Christ. Help us to love the brethren, Father God. Help us to love you truly with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Help us to love our neighbor as ourselves, and help us to love the brethren. And also, Father God, help us to abide in your eternal word. We're always talking about this here and on Fire for God today. Help us to abide truly in your eternal word, to continue always to grow in our understanding of you and your ways, so that we know how to live our lives in obedience to you. Help us to abide in continual prayer to you always in Jesus' name. If we're coming, Father God, to pray to you, it is always in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. always in the name of Jesus Christus, and help us, Father, to be obedient to you and to your ways, including to be sharing the gospel with everyone we can and raising up new disciples of Jesus Christ. And we just come before you, Father God, as a small body of Christ, as a little flock. And we just want to acknowledge these things, dear Lord. We are turning away from the darkness. We are casting off the darkness and coming straight into the light of Jesus Christ as individuals and as a fellowship. And we ask you, Father God, let us neither veer to the right hand nor to the left hand, but to stay right on that narrow path that leads to the straight gate of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If any one of us begins to veer off to the right or to the left, call us back, Father God. Let us not come off of that narrow path that leads to everlasting life. And once again, we want to acknowledge, dear Lord, that we cannot do these things in our own strength. We cannot do these things leaning unto our own wisdom or knowledge or understanding. We are leaning as individuals and as a fellowship. We are leaning unto your strength, your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding. And we're asking you, Father God, to give each and every single one of us great discernment. Help us to not be deceived by the enemy. Help us to see the lies for what they are. Help us to understand the truth of your holy word. Once again, your eternal word is not a book of opinions. It is not a book of interpretations. It is the word of God. And so we are seeking the understanding, the truth that is contained in your spirit-breathed word of God. So if there is anything, Father God, that we don't have right, we are coming and asking you together as a fellowship to show us the truth of your word. Help us to have a true understanding so that as each and every single one of us are out sharing the gospel, if we're out raising up disciples, if we're helping people to grow in the word of God, that what we are sharing with them is the truth that you require that we teach. We do not want to be false teachers. We do not want to be false prophets. We don't want to be false believers, dear Lord. Help us to pay close attention to our own understanding, our own commitments to you, our own commitments to living according to your ways, our own commitments to abiding daily and continually in the eternal word of God, the holy word of God, the Bible. And also in continual prayer, praying not only for ourselves, but praising you, glorifying you, lifting you up, praying intercessory prayers on behalf of those who are in need of prayer, as we were doing, as Catherine and I were doing here earlier today, praying for each and every single member of this fellowship and their spouses and their children and their dogs, their pets, and also for Amy's two nephews and also the 10-year-old foster child. And we pray, Father God, that you draw those three children as well as Amy's children to you, Father God, in faith and in spirit and in truth. Help them all to grow in the word of God, to grow in their understanding of the gospel and the necessity of it, why it is necessary, why it is so crucially vital that we all truly understand the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, and that we are all raised up truly in the word of God so that we can help others to come to Christ, so that we can help to raise up disciples so that they in turn can begin to share the gospel, so that they can raise up disciples and onwards and onwards and onwards, so that this message, the things that we begin doing here in On Fire for God today, should ripple out And it doesn't matter if anybody out in the outer rings of that rippling know absolutely nothing about On Fire for God today. What matters is that the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ ripples out well beyond us, such that we are raising up other disciples, and they are in turn raising up disciples, and so on and so forth, always with the great commission that we must all always be preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to every creature. And we just come before your throne of grace, dear Lord, with that common understanding that I just wanted to make note of so that we could come together and hit all of these vitally important points. And we just want to ask you, Father God, to stand with us as individuals, as families, as a fellowship. We ask, Father God, for your guidance, your continual day-to-day, moment-to-moment guidance. Help us to know that we are being led by the Spirit of God, truly being led of the Spirit of God, no longer being led by the things of the flesh, but that we are truly being led by the Spirit of God, moment to moment. Help us, Father God, to have your impenetrable hedge of protection around each and every single one of us here in this fellowship. We pray, Father God, that you guide us, that you protect us, that you keep us under the shadow of your almighty wings, that you keep us in the palm of your hand, safe and sound, safe and secure. We ask you, Father God, to cleanse, that you move your Holy Spirit like a rushing mighty wind through every house that each of us lives in, every space that we're living in, even our workspace, our office, our vehicles, our properties, wherever we are, Father God, keep us covered. We need your guidance. We need your protection, dear Lord. And we also thank you, Father God, for your continuing provision. Help us to always, all of us, have everything that we need to live as you would have us live and to be about your business. In Jesus Christ's almighty name, Father God, we ask for healing as well. We ask for healing for every person who is part of this fellowship. We're praying and asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for physical healing, spiritual healing. And we know that if we are healed spiritually, if we are made every whit whole spiritually, we will be made every whit whole physically. So we are coming before you, dear Lord, asking you to take everything that is not right in your eyes, everything that is not pleasing in your sight, take it from us. We're giving it to you, Father. We are giving you, we're casting our care, we're casting our unrighteousness out of ourselves. We're asking you, through the power of your Holy Spirit, take this from us. We don't want it. We are renouncing darkness. We are renouncing sin and disobedience. We are renouncing selfishness. We are renouncing the things of this world. And we're asking you, Father God, to cleanse us, make us every whit whole, cleanse us and heal us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, cleanse our lives, cleanse our houses, cleanse our dreams. Father God, some of us here in this fellowship have a difficult time sleeping well at night. We ask you, Father God, help us to sleep beautifully well. Help us to go to bed at a good hour. Help us to sleep soundly and peacefully. We ask you, Father God, to remove any and all nightmares, bad dreams, any spiritual attacks. We break them off right now in the name of Jesus. We come against all of those bad dreams. We come against those nightmares. We come against those spiritual attacks, those spiritual rapes, the spiritual unclean presence in our bedrooms, in our houses, on our properties, in our vehicles, in our cars, our trucks. We ask you, Father God, just cleanse everything around us and put that impenetrable hedge of protection around each and every single one of us, Father God. In Jesus Christ's almighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, there's also some scripture that I'd like to read and share with you in the next few minutes. I was going back over some of the earlier chapters of Romans. So before we kick into the Bible study, just some things that go with the things that we were just praying for. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and verses 11 to 13. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? That's what it means to be baptized. When we have water baptism, when we are lowered into the water, that's a picture of being baptized into Christ's death, being buried with him. Okay. Then verse 11, likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So again, we're casting off the darkness. We reckon ourselves dead unto sin, and we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign or rule in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead. We are now spiritually alive. Our redemption has been sealed by the Holy Spirit because we have been born again of the Spirit of God. When we confessed Jesus with our mouths, believing in our heart that God raised him from the dead, in that moment we were saved and we have eternal life so long as we continue in the faith. And so we are alive from the dead because before that we were spiritually dead. We were condemned already according to John 3:18. But we have been made alive again. And let me continue with that verse. And your members, okay, we're yielding our members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Okay. Romans 6, verse 19, and then 22 to 23. These are not always contiguous, but verses that I thought go good together, go well together, I should say. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. So once again, Paul's speaking to the saints in Rome. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. So it's saying pretty much just what we were reading in the verses above. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, in the end, everlasting life. And this is a verse that we should all have memorized. Verse 23, 6:23. For the wages or the payment of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay. This next series of verses are from Romans chapter 8. And this is quite a good little encapsulation of some of the key things that we've already studied together in the earlier part of the epistle to the Romans. Okay, Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You can see the theme here, folks. We're casting off darkness and we are devoting ourselves. We are yielding ourselves unto righteousness on behalf of the Lord God Almighty. Okay, the next one, Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 6. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. If we are continuing to engage in sin or any unrighteous acts, if we have secret sin, then that protection that would otherwise be afforded to us is not going to be there. That power of the Holy Spirit is not going to be operative within us. So we must just make sure that as individuals and as a collective fellowship, that we are right in God's eyes. We are not to be led by the carnality of the flesh, but rather to be led by the Spirit of God, right? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace, everlasting life and peace that surpasses all understanding. Okay, the next one is from Romans 8, verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. This is what we're talking about in Romans chapter 6, verse 3, about being baptized into Jesus Christ. When that happened, we were baptized into his death. This is essentially the same thing. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. And this mortal body is going to die. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 to 19. And this is the last set of verses following along on this theme. And again, it's just a good summary of some of the key things that we've already read in the book of the Romans, or the epistle to the Romans. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Some of you, I know that Amy and I know that Kat have gone back and read / reread the post that I put up today. And I believe Mari has read it as well. The post that I put up today, or reposted today, about the Nephilim, that is a completely false doctrine. It's a false teaching that these are a hybrid race of angels propagating with women in this world. And if you haven't read that, if you haven't read it carefully and well, please go back and do so. But the reason I bring that up right now is right here in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, i.e. those of us who are saved, they are the sons of God, okay? And you'll remember in that Nephilim blog post that the sons of God is an important part of that argument that I put forth in that post. Only the saved are considered the sons of God, not angels. Only saved men and women who are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ are the sons of God. And we are called to be led by the Spirit of God. Verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We were under bondage before we came to Christ, and we had that mortal fear. But we're not to have that spirit of bondage anymore. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, if so be that we suffer with him, remember, all who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So that is going to happen. If we are going to be disciples, followers of Jesus Christ, and heirs of God, then we are called to suffer with him. And so that's why the other day I was really encouraging everybody to count the cost of what it means to follow Jesus Christ. So that once we count that cost and we know we're going to suffer with him, when we suffer, we're not going to look back, having put our hand to the plow and turned back. And Jesus says, anybody who puts their hand to the plow to be obedient, to do the works of God, and looks back is unworthy of him. So we don't want to be unworthy of him. So we are going to suffer persecution because we are going to live godly in Christ Jesus. And thus we're going to suffer. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. That's the big amen, that we may be also glorified together, that we are going to receive a glorified body. We are going to be heirs of God, that we are going to be heirs of all of those precious promises given to Abraham, or promised to Abraham, into his seed, who is Jesus Christ, and all of us who are joint heirs with him, if we suffer with him. Verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. We're waiting. All of us are waiting. All of the saints throughout all time are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God when we receive our glorified bodies. And Paul is telling us that he reckons that the sufferings, and he went through a lot of sufferings, didn't he, folks? He went through shipwrecks and, you know, spent days and nights in the water after shipwrecks. He had been scourged over and over again, imprisoned over and over again. He was martyred. And he's saying that he reckons that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. Okay, that's all I have on that. But I just thought that might be encouraging, helping us to really recognize that we must cast off the works of darkness. We must put on the whole armor of God. We must put on the armor of light. And we have asked God, each of us right now together, to do those things that are vitally important for that to be, for that to take place in earnest. So hopefully that is helpful to you. I pray that you go back through those prayers, those items that I was praying to the Lord on behalf of all of us, and just go back and make sure that you're right with God. Go back through your life. Do you have any secret sin? Are there things that you are still being pulled by the flesh? Cut those things off, sever them, renounce them, ask God to take anything that might be unclean out of us. Go through our personal lives, our computer, our telephones, our houses, and get rid of unclean things, things that are not going to be pleasing to God. And don't let the world be your litmus test, folks. The world is going to say, yes, it's fine to have Harry Potter. It's just a kid's book. It's fiction. Yeah, the world is going to say, yeah, it's fine to have all these movies. Yeah, that come from the synagogue of Satan, who has always controlled Hollywood. So if you've got any Hollywood films from any era, ditch them, because they're not pleasing in God's eyes. Anything like that, go through your books. Do you have books like I used to have, books about false religion? Do you have books about false spirituality? Do you have novels? You know, we shouldn't be spending our time reading fiction. We should be reading the Word of God, not entertaining ourselves. So you can see that the litmus test of the world is very different than the litmus test of God. If there is anything that's not right in your house, that's not going to be pleasing to God's eyes, don't look at it through the world's eyes, but through God's eyes. Is every single one of these things that we have in our house, is it pleasing to God, or is he going to be displeased by it? If he's going to be displeased by it, we should cast it out straight away without question. Otherwise, we're opening ourselves up to attack from the enemy, a lack of protection from God, a lack of power and authority from God. And we all want to be truly on fire for him. We want to be absolutely beaming with the light of Jesus Christ, beaming with that power and authority, that we're making any unclean spirits tremble when we command them to leave. When we use the name and the authority given us by Jesus Christ. We are told in the Bible that these foul spirits should be trembling in fear before us. Are they trembling in fear before us? And if not, why not? Maybe we're not walking with that power and authority because maybe we have yet to get really right with the Lord God Almighty. So I pray that that's a blessing. I pray that it's an ongoing blessing. And I pray it's a blessing to the whole of this fellowship right now, in this very moment, and forevermore, as we continue to commit to being truly on fire for the Lord God Almighty today, tomorrow, and every day for the remainder of our time in this last day's world. Father God, we thank you again for this time together. Thank you for filling us all with your truth. Thank you for filling us with your word. Help us to lay it to heart. Father, help us to live by it. And we ask you as well, Father God, to remain with us as we continue to move into the Bible study, which is at hand. Catherine and I want to thank everyone for joining us for today's podcast. If you'd like to learn more about our ministry, you can visit our website at onfireforgod.today. If you'd like to support our work, you can donate via the website as well. We'd also greatly appreciate your ongoing prayers for God's guidance, protection, and provision for this ministry of His, and that He continues to strengthen us all, the true body of Christ worldwide, with His godly wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and spiritual discernment. Thank you, folks. Please share this podcast everywhere. Until next time, let's continue to ask our loving Father in Jesus' name what we can do to be truly on fire for God today and every day for the remainder of our time in this last day's world within which we're all living. To Him goes all the glory all the time. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make His face to shine upon thee and have mercy upon thee. The Lord lift up His countenance upon thee and give thee peace. That blessing comes from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26, to which we both say, Amen and Amen.